Iran's primary message is that any country hosting US forces or bases can become part of the military equation, and if those bases are used against Iran, Tehran will not hesitate to target them. At the same time, Tehran has consistently tried to distinguish between its dispute with the United States and its relations with neighboring governments, which include Oman, an old-time ally. But recently we saw that Oman was also targeted because there was an operation from there against Iran. Iran is trying to send a clear signal to regional countries that they should try and push and pressure the United States to the negotiating table and stop aggression against Iran. Strait of Hormuz is really important for Iran, not just for the Islamic Republic, but for centuries, Iran has tried to control the strait and defend the sovereignty over the islands in the Persian Gulf and nearby Strait of Hormuz. It gives Tehran significant leverage because a large share of global energy exports pass through this strait. Even without fully closing the waterway, the ability to threaten shipping or increase the risks of transit creates economic and political pressure that extends well beyond the battlefield and well beyond the United States and Iran. And as we saw, it has really big impact on global oil markets, fertilizer markets, and the global energy markets in general. And any threat and disruption to shipping there causes shock waves of. These locations are strategically important because they host naval facilities, air defense assets, and infrastructure linked to Iran's control of Strait of Hormuz. There are strikes reported across multiple locations, and these suggest that United States tries to degrade Iran's defensive capabilities rather than conduct symbolic attacks. I think that United States tries to pave the way for a potential ground invasion by degrading Iran's capabilities in the coastline. United States may attempt to capture Aralian islands and maybe the coastline of the Persian Gulf. Officials generally frame military responses as proportionate retaliation while reserving the right to respond again if attacked. Whether this develops into a broader campaign depends largely on future US and Israeli actions. If attacks continue and if their scope is escalated, Tehran is likely to expand both the geographic scope and intensity of its responses. If the United States stops, Iran may portray its retaliation as sufficient to restore deterrence. Public opinion is complex, and many Iranians, despite differing political views, tend to rally around the flag and prioritize national sovereignty when the country comes under foreign attack. They don't want a cycle of war and peace, and they want a permanent solution to the situation right now. And they see temporary ceasefires as useless, and they think that if the war is going to stop, it should stop for good.